Optimize your nutrition with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart and Protein Plus. Factor's keto meals can help you lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks. Get started at factormeals.com/factor50off to get 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Weight loss with Factor Keto based on a randomized controlled clinical trial. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, some people are fastidiously punctual. Some just unable to be on time, which often causes severe tensions between those two types of people. The journalist Isabel Duff admits to being in the latter category, but has tried to mend her ways. Good afternoon, Isabel.
Hi, Sean. Hello.
How late are you on average?
I think consistently 15 minutes. I think that's my sweet spot of being late. I mean, I've been very bad. I've been an hour late before, but I think there's, yeah, probably a 15-minute window where you can expect me to arrive.
And have you always
so not great?
Have you always been like that?
I suppose it depends on who you ask. I'm sure my father would say I was always like that. Yeah, I think certainly as an adult, I have always been like that. In school, I think it's harder to be like that because your life is much more strictly managed. But yeah, once I was about 18, I feel certainly my university years, I was always late. I'm kind of running for buses and missing buses and that kind of thing. So,
yeah
I do think I am a bit like that. It does take me a while to kind of get my act together, to get out and do things, I think.
And does that cover both personally and professionally? You tend to be late for things.
So this has been a big learning curve. I have been working very hard on improving my professional approach to punctuality. And the way I've done that is to schedule all my calls starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. So I have to be on time for those. So I think professionally, there has been some improvement, but those are much higher stakes. It looks pretty bad, particularly if meeting clients or anything, that you're arriving 15, 20 minutes late. That's not a good look. So I've really, really tried to improve that with kind of moderate success. I'm sure people listening would say turning up on time is a success. That's the bare minimum. But for me, it's been an improvement.
Yeah, and
my personal life, that I'm more late, I think.
No, but and do you think though that sort of, say, particularly in your personal life, that you're tended to be surrounded by people who are forgiving about that kind of thing?
Well, I think I've chosen my friends very well because they are, to a man, not punctual. I have kind of two friends who are in the army and they always arrive at everything early. But the rest, a lot of them are journalists, so make of that what you will. They are not good timekeepers. I've one friend who just will not arrive on time. She's early or she's late. So for her, I think they all have a lackadaisical approach to timekeeping. And as a result, I get away with murder. But with other people, I know my father isn't too fond of the timekeeping. I've definitely some aunts who are not so pleased with it either when, you know, the invariable running late, see you soon text arrives.
But
yeah, so I think maybe generationally there could be a divide there too.
Yeah. Now, well, like we've done lateness before on this program and people who tend to be punctual, there's a strong body of belief. It's disrespectful to turn up late, to leave someone you might be meeting waiting by themselves. You know, they get very outraged about it. Have you ever come across that reaction?
Yeah, I have. And I will be honest, I do think it's reasonable. I don't like being late. And it also takes up the next kind of 15 minutes of the event as well, because you're apologizing for being late, you know. So I do think it's a reasonable reaction. However, I suppose in life, maybe everyone's got slightly bigger problems than someone being 15 minutes late. I definitely think some outrage is appropriate, and maybe the levels of that outrage should be moderated if you're kind of blowing a fuse and really kicking up a fuss, maybe you need to look in the mirror yourself instead of being so fixated on the watch, you know?
Why do you think you're late for things so consistently?
So I think I'm quite slow ambling and pottering around the house, right? So I don't have a problem with oversleeping or lying in or anything like that. But I really make a routine out of my morning. And that routine is, I think, unsustainable. And I'm always late for that. And maybe some of your listeners will resonate with this. I think I can beat the clock. I don't know if anyone else feels like this, but I might look at Google Maps or City Mapper and it'll say 45 minutes to get there. And I say, ridiculous, it'll take me 30. And of course, it takes 45 minutes to get there. I can't beat the clock, but every day I try.
Right. Okay. And so Google Maps is 45 minutes. You're thinking challenge accepted. I'll get there in 30 minutes. And are you also thinking that means I've got 15 additional minutes to do what?
Makeup would be a big part of it. I think actually radio and podcasts definitely slow me down because, you know, I might become engrossed in what I'm listening to and then I'm not leaving the house or paying attention to that. I also think we come to think that we have no clocks in the flat, my housemates and I. So then you're looking at your phone for the time. And once you're on the phone, then it's game over because there's WhatsApp, there's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's anything else you could be doing that will delay you on the phone as well.
Okay, so it's the dreaded phone again. Distracts you.
Has a role.
Yeah, and so do you think it's on your part, is it an inability to concentrate? Because I assume you go into work and you can concentrate on what you're doing.
I think I have a pretty poor concept of numbers. 15 minutes, you know, would be something that's kind of hard for me to figure out. I'd like how long that kind of takes and how much I can achieve in that time. I definitely kind of overload how much is possible within a set time frame. And then you're kind of running backwards and you're trying to get everything done. And I spoke to Trudy Meehan from the RCSI about this. And she said this is quite common because no one's like internal body clock is the same. So all our circadian rhythms are slightly different. And therefore, people might have very different approaches to time. And some people find it very easy. Some people find it very difficult. And then Trudy was saying there's, you know, school of thought that anyone who's neurodivergent or has ADHD or something similar, they really, really struggle with their timekeeping. Now, that's not me, but I could really see how that could be a challenge for people.
Let me read you out one text from a listener. I put my unalterable lateness down to my inherent optimism. I always believe I'm going to make it and somehow I don't lose heart despite my many failures. Does that describe you as well?
I certainly agree. I think the, you know, the idea that you can beat City Mapper or the idea that I can get more done in 15 minutes than is reasonable or possible would be maybe optimistic. I'm sure other people will be shouting down the line that I'm delusional, but I suppose it's a glass half full approach, isn't it?
Yeah, and so the efforts you're making though, Isabel, are they bearing fruit at all? Have you managed to be a bit more punctual for things?
Sean, I arrived for a flight 45 minutes before the flight was going to take off on Friday. So no, I don't really think I'm reformed here. The train did break down, but I was on the later train than I was supposed to be on. I think it's been a pretty mixed bag. Work has gone a bit better, but I think in some ways it's got to the other extreme in my personal life.
Well, thanks for being on time to answer our call anyway. Best of luck. That's the journalist Isabel Duff there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.